The Pulpit versus Marxism, The Silent Surrender of the American Church, Insights from Carl Jackson and Gary Binford on America's Marxist Drift and Why Pastors Must Wake Up, by Jeff Bayard, Content Manager, Ghostwriter, Virginia Christian Alliance. When Gary Binford, the voice behind United Patriots Uprising, sat down with radio host Carl Jackson, something unusual happened. Instead of another round of political analysis, the conversation cut straight to the one topic few in America, and even fewer in the church, are willing to confront. Marxism is rising because the pulpits have gone silent, and the silence is costing the nation dearly. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm chapter 11 verse 3. From the very beginning of the discussion, it becomes clear that the problem isn't simply bad policies, weak politicians, or corrupt bureaucrats. Those are symptoms. The deeper disease is spiritual sleepiness, a lack of conviction from the very institution called to be salt and light. When the pulpit goes quiet, Marxism fills the void. Gary Binford brings it into focus early. My main thing is ministry. He's not jockeying for political influence. He's sounding an alarm the church should have sounded years ago. Carl Jackson notes how young Americans romanticize socialism and drift toward authoritarian ideas. Gary does not blame them. He blames the vacuum left when pastors step back from their God-given duty to teach truth in the public square. Marxism advances wherever the church retreats. That is the unspoken reality behind nearly every headline dominating today's news cycle. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. The drift didn't start in Congress. It started in sanctuaries that traded courage for comfort and clarity for neutrality. Chaos is not random, it's a strategy. Carl describes the rapid-fire news cycle as exhausting. Gary sees it as orchestrated. From resignations to indictments, from border failures to weaponized justice, the pattern is unmistakable. Constant chaos keeps citizens distracted and Christians disengaged. It's a textbook tactic used by Marxists for over a century and Satan since the Garden. Overwhelm the people so thoroughly they no longer fight back. The American pulpit should be the anchor in such storms. Instead, too many pastors avoid speaking about cultural decay for fear of offense. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Gary's repeated admonition becomes the backbone of the conversation. Keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is this. If Christians don't recognize the ideological revolution happening around them, they will lose their country while watching cable news. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Minnesota. A warning of what happens when watchmen sleep. Carl brings up the staggering welfare fraud case in Minnesota, over $250 million. Stolen from a government feeding program and funneled through networks tied to extremist groups, including Al-Shabaab. This is not an isolated scandal. It is the logical result of systems built by people who favor ideology over accountability, dismantle border protections, refuse to enforce assimilation, and demonize anyone who raises concerns. Gary points out that this radical infiltration would be far less effective if pastors across the nation had taught their congregations biblical citizenship instead of avoiding political topics. The watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet. Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 6. A silent pulpit creates an uninformed church, and an uninformed church creates a vulnerable nation. Healthcare, the church's missed opportunity. When the topic shifts to healthcare, the frustration is palpable. Carl laments that, even a decade and a half after Obamacare, Republicans still lack a meaningful alternative. Gary cuts deeper. Government should never have been involved in healthcare to begin with. But few pastors opposed it. Many avoided controversy. Some even applauded the idea of compassionate government-run medicine. The result? A generation of Christians believing the state, not God or personal responsibility, is the source of security and provision. Obamacare became more than a policy, it became a worldview shift. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. And the church largely let it pass without resistance. Christian apathy. The real crisis behind the crisis. Toward the middle of the podcast, Gary opens the wound every Christian knows but few admit. I'm terrified by how little we care. Christians show up for presidential races but skip local elections. They decry cultural decay but avoid confronting sin in public life. They fear human disapproval more than divine accountability. This apathy, not progressive activism, is the greatest threat to America's future. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14. The enemy is active, the church is passive, and Marxism fills the vacuum. America's choice, the Constitution or communism. Gary says what many think but fear to express. America is choosing between the Constitution and communism. There is no middle ground left. The old tactic of staying neutral, apolitical, or silent is now indistinguishable from surrender. Even Carl notes that many Americans, especially the young, have embraced socialism simply because the pulpit never explained its spiritual danger. By refusing to engage, many pastors unintentionally aided the spread of the very ideology that seeks to erase biblical truth. Whoever is not with me is against me. Luke chapter 11 verse 23. Neutrality is no longer an option. God is running this show, so where is the church? As the discussion reaches its close, Gary turns toward hope, not blind optimism, but theological confidence. God is running this show. That truth should embolden pastors, not silence them. If God is sovereign, then preaching biblical truth is safe. Confronting Marxist ideology is necessary. Defending liberty is obedience, and speaking publicly is an act of faith, not politics. The times demand clarity. The church must rediscover its voice. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13. The conversation between Carl Jackson and Gary Binford is not merely commentary. It is a challenge, a sober warning that unless the pulpit awakens, Marxism will continue to win without resistance.